know what? Well, it's not on there anymore, but it used to be on
the scan.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think I remember when that used to come on. When I was little.
They still, you can have it cut like that now.
You still have it cut. Now this is something else that it's made from. It's hog, from hog, but it's ground up, got spices and stuff in it. You might. It's a breakfast.
Sausage. Meat,
right. And a man that makes his living by cutting meat would be called
butcher.
If meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is done what?
Spoiled.
And you know, after they butcher hog, do you know what they make with the meat from its head?
Is that what they make called hog head sauce?
Yes, right. Do you know what they make by from cooking and grinding up hog liver? Liver. Have you ever heard of liver pudding?
No.
Have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of hog blood?
I sure have.
You have? What was it?
Yes, they call it hog blood. You bad.
Really?
Really.
Hmm. Have you ever heard of anything?
I think they gill it.
And then
they call it hog blood.
Hmm.
So you can buy it like that.
Wow.
I haven't ever purchased any.
I wouldn't want to, but guess you couldn't. No, you could. I don't think I will, but no, you can. Have you ever heard of anything where they take the kind of juice from the head, hog's head sound stuff, stir it up with cornmeal? Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple? Cripple? Mm-hmm. And if you kept...
You know what?
What?
Brains, is that what you're talking about?
Brains, that they might use,
Now this comes from, I think, a hog head.
From a hog head, right, okay, right. If you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, what would you call it? You'd say?
It's sour.
Okay. What would you call thick, sour, lumpy milk that you might keep on hand? Well, people used to keep it on hand,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Clabber.
Clabber, right. Do you know what they used to make with clabber?
Milk. Buttermilk.
Okay. Do you know anything else? The kind of cheese they used to make with it?
I'm guessing. It would be this cottage
cheese. Cottage cheese, yeah. They used to make it with it. If you had... something that you had like some grease and it had some particles in it and you wanted to get it out, and you might pour it through a
strainer.
Right. Now this is a type of pie that would be in a deep dish, and especially like you might have, maybe use peaches in it or something, or maybe blackberries in it. You'd have like a layer of crust and a layer of fruit. You call that
cobbler.
Cobbler. If somebody has a good appetite, you'd say, boy, he really likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. If you were talking about kind of a sweet, creamy something that you might make up to pour over pudding or something, you'd call that a
sauce.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, you're the first person in all the interviews I've done who has ever known what I was talking about when I said that. I swear to you. Everybody's totally blank on that, and they always say, I don't know what that is. You are the first person who's ever, and you just said sauce, and I wasn't expecting it, you know, and I never said, I bet you wish you said sauce. You're pretty sharp, Glenn.
Not too sharp.
You are. For some reason, when I say that, nobody ever understands what I was talking about. And I was talking about some problem I had because, you know, I wasn't making it clear or something, so nobody ever knows. Food that you take between meals, you call it.
Snack.
And, like talking about when you're going to eat, you'd say tomorrow morning, talking about breakfast, you'd say tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock I'll
eat breakfast.
Yeah, and you'd say yesterday by that time I had already
finished,
or I had already
eaten.
Right, and you'd say every day last week I
ate.
What